Mike, just wanted to ask what you saw out of the first three pitchers that you used tonight. If I can ask kind of a broad question there. Michaelis with the seven strikeouts and, you know, good kind of middle part of the game there. And then Andrew Miller coming in and what you saw from Flaherty in his first relief appearance in a while.
Yeah, you know, I thought all of them were good. I mean, they put some swings on, you know, Miles, a couple swings, you know. But I thought he pitched well. He kept them on the ground for the most part. You know, he could sort of get his rhythm a little bit. You know, I thought Miles was pretty darn good, you know. I thought Miller, same thing, came in, got his guy to end the inning, and then went back out and, you know, guy ambushed him a little bit. And then he settled down and was able to get through it and make pitches when he had to. And as far as Jack goes, I thought it was a positive step forward for Jack. You know, again, he's back on the mound, right? So that's a positive in and of itself. And he's recovering well, and it's a good opportunity for him to get out there and grab an inning. And I thought all three of them pitched definitely well enough to give us a chance. They did their part.
It's hard, as we've talked about a lot of the season, to script appearances, particularly for relievers. But to have those two spots for Miller to come in, kind of overlap an inning, face a lefty like Yelich, and then to have Jack get a clean inning, how can that help them kind of set up for maybe what's ahead for them?
Well, that's what we're, you know, doing the best we can. We do it every night. We try to put them in guys in the right position. And, yeah, we don't – you know, when you have a guy, we've talked about this, you know, you're competing in a game, so scripting things are not – but, you know, you can have a loose script and knowing what you're going to do. And you kind of have that every night, right? You have an idea of what you want to do based on the situation and who's available. And tonight, you know, there's an opportunity for Andrew to get up there and get some touches and get back out there. And after getting out in the sixth, and, you know, it was a good opportunity. We knew Jack was going to come in. You know, a lot of times we have some guys that we want to start clean innings with. And Jack was that one guy tonight.
Brendan Schaefer, KMLB.
Mike, with regard to Jack, is there a challenge just knowing the kind of weapon he could be for you guys in a postseason setting, but also knowing that you've got to take things slow to be able to make sure you're doing right by his health?
Yeah, no question. We're in the balancing act there, and we're going to, you know, continue to figure out what that looks like. And we're not going to push to push. You know, we're going to, you know, pitch him when he feels good and feels confident, and we're going to give him the opportunity to go out and compete. But we also recognize that, you know, we're about to head into a postseason, and you know, it's a time to, you know, obviously put the guys out there that can help us the most. Jack is clearly a guy that can help us, but we got to make sure we are carrying our group that, you know, don't have a lot of limitations in that setting.
Zach Silver, MLB.com.
Like one play, and Jack said he was at Jose's catch that he goes out there and gets. I mean, you talked a lot about not being surprised at what guys on the bench can do, but seeing that from him tonight and just seeing Lars hit leadoff, there's a lot of just tinkering with guys and seeing guys. What would you like out of some of those guys who you put out there tonight in different spots that might not have gotten as regularly throughout the year?
I think I got everything. I mean, you know, listen, I thought they played well tonight. You know, Newt's done a nice job for us this year. He's played a fair amount. He's getting over in Wrigley, got a couple games and played well and, you know, grabbed a game today and opportunity presented itself for him to lead off and thought he took some really good at bats. And, you know, Rondon, base hit, tremendous play, defensive play. These guys are good players. You know, that's why they're here. They've helped us. And all the guys that got opportunities took advantage of them and did their part tonight. You know, Carp just missed a two-run homer. So, you know, we got – contributions from all those guys. They did a nice job.
Ben Fredrickson, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Mike, I know you're laser-focused on the postseason now, but now that it's maybe a moment to reflect on it, what do you make of the streak, and what will you remember from it years from now?
It's hard to say what I'll remember from it, but, you know, I was just talking to Stubby Clapp, our first base coach, about it, you know. Candidly, you know, we're pretty even keel bunch, but we took a minute to stop and say, man, that was a cool run, you know, but let's start another one. You know, what I remember about it, I remember the togetherness of it. You know, that's the thing that first strikes out to me, Ben. I just, you know, the absolute belief in everybody, and every moment. And everybody was just, you know, laying it out there, every single opportunity they got. And there was, as you know, that's, I mean, there's so many moments in that streak where people stepped up and got it done and got it done and got it done and got it done and got it done. And there's everybody in the roster that was a part of that. That's my favorite part about it, because I'm a big team guy, and I love seeing our group of guys go out and play the way they play, free, aggressive, hungry, and it was quite a run. And like I said, it's time for another one.